Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we are again, folks. Every week we bring you live from our 6 satellite studios, the Eastern Airlines Radio Show. With this, our 74th radio broadcast, your hosts are here to welcome you to tonight's show. Margaret, Neil, how are things down there in Punta Vedra, Florida?
Well, Jim, Florida's First Coast is experiencing 90-degree temperatures with a few scattered rain showers. But we've been told there'll be clear skies for walking after midnight. Hey, Mr. Producer, can you find us a walking song for all our listeners out there?
I'll try, Margaret. Stand by just a minute. How's this one?
That was my part. Well, Neil, how's my partner here in Jacksonville?
Oh, he's doing just fine. Trying to operate this board over here and all these sound effects on the switch panel. It's really, really, I think it's harder than learning how to fly a L-1011. But just to add a short commercial for the Jacksonville-St. Augustine area, which you and I, Margaret, are living in this area, we're near both cities. Actually, our studio here is right between Jacksonville and St. Augustine.
That's true.
And also, we have the World Golf Village, where the Hall of Fame is, and we've got the prettiest beaches in the state of Florida.
Absolutely.
Come visit us sometimes, listeners.
Going on down the coast to Delray Beach, Florida, we have Jan Bushkai. Hi, Jan. Got anything that maybe the Chamber of Commerce would like you to say about Delray Beach?
Sure do, Jim. Delray Beach is well known as the Village by the Sea and was awarded an All-American City in 1993 and 2001. However, just this month, it received and won another special national award. Delray's newest title is the most fun small town in America. Of the 650 towns that competed for the title, Delray Beach was announced the winner by USA Today and Rand McNally. Check out our frequent special events through the year. The web address is www.downtowndelraybeach.com/events.
Jan.
Please do not forget our downtown restaurants on and off Atlantic Avenue, currently between the historic Old School Square going east to the beach area.
Jan, did you contribute anything in particular to that wonderful award that Delray Beach got?
Did I personally contribute?
Yes.
Not very much. I have to say that. But I understand that you know, Delray is extraordinarily proud of that award. And as far as the most fun small town in America, why, of course, I am down there periodically. And if that's what you're referring to, perhaps I did.
Well, you have a good time, Jan. Thanks very much. How about it, Chuck Albright, over in the central part of Florida? How is life in the villages treating you?
Well, life in the villages is probably the best anybody can have if they are a retiree. We are the largest retirement center in the world. And right now we have a balmy 86 degrees. Very little rain today, which we were pretty lucky. Anybody can stop by, say hi. There's 50 gorgeous golf clubs here, golf courses, and we'd be glad to show you around.
Are you one of the guys, Chuck, that has a golf cart in your garage?
Yes, I do. I sacrificed a 1995 Corvette for a nice golf cart.
Wow. Now, let's moving up to Roaring Gap, North Carolina, with Captain Steve Thompson. Steve, just tell us, where is Roaring Gap?
Well, it is a place that God made for his own vacationing. It's about an hour and a half north of Charlotte, and right near the Virginia line and also the Blue Ridge Parkway. So we are a little small village, got a post office and a little shopping place, a convenience store. But the main thing we have is our golf course called Obo. And we'll put that golf course up against any Florida golf course in the country.
Hey, Steve.
It is the most spectacular golf course that you will ever have played.
Hey,
come
Steve.
On up, and we'll show you around.
Steve, this is Neil. You better keep your eye on that post office, because it may not be there very much longer, from what I understand.
I know.
Steve?
I know. By the way, the temperature is 73 degrees.
Ah,
beautiful. Steve, are you up near Luray Caverns?
No, it's interesting. We had granddad camp last week with grandchildren, and my brother-in-law, we went over to Luray Caverns, and it's about a 2-hour-and-15-minute drive from here.
I know the last time I was... Go ahead.
And by the way, I had a touch of claustrophobia and didn't go down some of those narrow rock channels.
It can be something to perceive. My mother went with me. She was in her 70s. And I'll tell you, getting back out up those stairs was something that took us a little bit longer than what we had planned. Steve,
yes.
Thanks very
yes.
much. Let's move out west.
Hey, you're welcome. Yes.
Let's move out west to the Centennial State, where we find Bill Joseph in Grand Junction, Colorado. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Jim. Hello, all. Coming to you from the Grand Valley, 37 miles east of the Utah border, where the temperature is 95 degrees, the humidity is a whopping 18%, and we'd sure like an afternoon shower. The time here is 5:09 p.m., and we're very happy to add a new member to our cast tonight, Millie Peary. Hello, Millie.
Hello, Bill, and to all the hosts. I'm so happy to be with you tonight. I'm calling from Coral Gables, and I hope I can do it again. A couple of sentences about myself. I am a former Miami-based Eastern Airlines flight attendant who flew between 1986 through 1991. I had the privilege of flying as a Spanish qualified speaker and serving on the El Intermercano flight to Latin America, and my eastern home away from home, San Juan, Puerto Rico. A pleasure to be here today.
Finally, We're back in New England on the island of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, where we have our regular seasonal influx of tourists. This is Jim Hart, and we're glad you tuned in for tonight's broadcast. I don't know how many people realize that Martha's Vineyard is just 7 miles off the southeast coast of Massachusetts. In the wintertime, our population is 20,000. In the summertime, it swells to 150,000. Thank goodness our local grocery store opens at 6 a.m., and that's where I find myself doing my shopping, or until 11 o'clock at night, and I usually go around 8 or 9 o'clock just to get away from the masses. There's another thing that you ought to know about our area. Our ferry to get here leaves from Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and Woods Hole is the home of the United States National Geographic facility, where all of the, well, Jacques Cousteau used to sail from here and do all of his research, and of course Bob Ballard found the Titanic on the ship that left from Woods Hole. An awful lot of history up this way. We'd love to have you come and visit us. In this week's show, your host will bring you the beauty of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean on flight number 75. If you listen to our past shows, you know that we can be reached online during our live broadcast. Our numbers once again are 213-816-1611 or toll-free at 877-572-1861. Let me repeat those numbers. 213-816-1611 or toll-free at 877-572-1861. Remember, when calling the show, make sure you press the number one button on your telephone if you wish to connect live with our show. One of our sponsors for this show is REPA, the Retired Eastern Pilots Association. Captain Frost, are you available to tell us a bit about REPA and the affiliate member program?
Jim, Captain Frost can't be with us tonight, so instead of Captain Frost, we're going to run a very special Eastern commercial in Spanish.
Sí.
Con Eastern, usted recibe toda una línea aérea. Un capitán de un L-1011 de Eastern tiene en promedio más de 30 años de experiencia. Pero la experiencia de Eastern no termina ahí. Un mecánico de Eastern tiene en promedio más de 10 años de experiencia en el servicio a nuestros aviones. Por eso cuando él dice que estamos listos para el despegue, de verdad estamos listos. Pero toda una línea aérea es mucho más que capitanes y mecánicos con experiencia. Para ser asistente de vuelo de Eastern, no basta con tener una personalidad agradable. Hay que saber atender bien a los pasajeros. En Eastern, no solo vendemos un asiento, ofrecemos el servicio completo de toda una línea aérea.
Bill, before we go into our skit, I've got a special request that I would like to play. I think you will all enjoy this. So let's listen to some additional sounds of music from the Caribbean, and more specifically, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Thank you.
crew of Eastern Flight 75 has a two-day layover in San Juan before continuing on to Aruba, Bogota, Colombia, and Quito, Ecuador, where they have another layover before returning nonstop to Miami. They have rented an SUV for their sightseeing trip to the only rainforest in the United States, El Yunque. Let's join them as they stop to catch this spectacular view of the Atlantic Ocean from one of the several overlooks for motorists.
Hey, everybody. We got hills like this, just like this, back in Kentucky. I wonder if they can make hillbilly nectar in places way up here in El Yunque, or however you pronounce where we are.
Luann, the El Yunque rainforest is a cool, mountainous, subtropical rainforest. The eastern side of the Luquillo Mountains, which has the El Yunque rainforest at the top elevation, gets most of the rain. The subtropical rainforest occupies very little area in Puerto Rico, only a single crest-shaped band on the windward side of the Yunque Mountains. It lies wholly within the El Yunque National Forest Reserve. Its features are the Sierra palms and the superabundance of epiphytes. The actual rainforest is at the top. You must drive to the top of the road and hike up to see the cloud or dwarf forest.
Did you say we had to hike up a mountain to see rain and some clouds? And what's all these chirping noises I hear all over the place?
Why, Luann, I'm glad you hear the music of the Coqui frog. The Puerto Rican Coqui is very small, tiny tree frog, about 1 inch long. Some Coquis green, some brown, and some yellowish. Actually, they're translucent. Coquis have a high-pitched sound and can be heard far away. The Coquis begin to sing when the sun goes down at dusk. Their melody serenades islanders sleep. Coquis sing all night long until dawn when they stop singing and head for the nest. Puerto Ricans love their coquis and have written poems, stories, and aguinaldos about them. Contrary to frogs, coquis do not go to a tadpole stage and break out of their egg. A small replica of their coquis. Some coquis are terrestrial, some are arboreal. The coqui dorado is the only species in the world that bears eyes. Now, the coqui male is not the female. That means that in Puerto Rico, we hear only half the coqui singing. The male coqui watches over the eggs. The eggs hatch in 20 days, and the young coquis remain in the nest an additional 5 days. Again, a male coqui watches over them until they leave the nest. There's more light either from the moon or from the street lights. There are less coquis to be heard. Therefore, there are more coquis in isolated areas like mountains. The species Puerto Rican coqui means coqui, coqui, coqui at dusk and changes to coquiki, coquiki, coquiki at dawn. It is arboreal, climbing to the top of the trees. Insect. There it remains until dawn when it changes its song from sound nesting until the evening.
Luann, why don't we see if we can catch one of these little fellows and take it back to Miami? We've got a similar climate. I bet that they would survive quite well in South Florida.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that, Jan. You see, coquis are in danger of extinction, and actually two of them are already extinct, el coqui dorado and el coqui palmeado. Others are endangered species like el coqui caoba and el coqui de Eneida. Why are coquis in extinction? Because of deforestation. People have destroyed their habitats or homes, destroying their eggs, and destroying the source of food and nourishment.
Well, Dan, I weren't too keen on that idea anyway. So unless that little coqui turns into a prince when it's kissed, I think I'd just rather find some orchids to take back home.
there you are, girls. We wondered where you got off to. If you come with Neil, Chuck, and me just around the road here,
where we parked the is a fabulous waterfall. Maybe, Mildred, you could tell us a little about it.
Oh, yes, I forgot. You have Cascade Waterfalls up here.
Hey, Steve, speaking of waterfalls, we do have to find a powder room, and we especially need to divert Luann's attention. She seems to think she can find a macho caballero in a rainforest.
Well, you never know, Margaret. Good grief, you'd never even know we grew up in the same town in Kentucky, because these park rangers, they sure are awfully cute. Wait a minute, is that thunder I hear? Wow, that cloud overhead looks like it's going to turn the spigot on. I thought we ought to run for that shelter over there near the falls.
The Eastern crew makes a dash for the single shelter in the area where a park ranger has found drier grounds.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tim Gonzalez. I'm one of the park rangers here in the rainforest. But in another life, I was captain for Premier Airlines. I see you're enjoying the sights and sounds of the rainforest. Did you hear our little version of Hermit, the Koki?
Yes, we sure did. And what a delightful sound he makes. I hear it is to attract the attention of the little Kokitas. I, too, can be so attracted. And by the by, all of us are here with New Eastern Airlines, and we're on a two-day layover.
Hello, Captain Gonzalez. My name is Jan, and you've already met Luann, or she has met you. We rented a car to see more of the United States Jewel of the Atlantic. It is absolutely breathtaking view from the highest elevations in Puerto Rico. You can almost see St. Thomas from here. Are there any other fun places to see and things to do while we are up here in the clouds?
Well, it's good to meet all of you, and I'm sure I'll get all of your names eventually here. But I would like to know, does playing in a waterfall in the rainforest sound exciting to you? Does it sound like something that you might want to do? El Yunque has a few waterfalls that are really lovely and very popular. I'm about to let you in on a secret, if you don't mind. It's called Juan Diego Falls. You can't see them from the road. In fact, to get to the largest and best ones of all the falls, you have to be willing to do some off-road climbing and get muddy. But I think the reward is well worth it. It's located in El Yunque National Forest, and it's about 9.5 kilometers on Road 191 in Quebrada, San Juan, or Juan Diego Stream. There's a wooden sign marking this little lovely spot. Do not be fooled. This is not where you want to go park near the sign, but then walk about 25 feet up the road, which is Road 191 to the next stream. There's a little trail on the right-hand side. It is really a short trail, maybe an eighth of a mile long at the most. It's uneven, occasionally muddy, and slippery, and there are some rocks to step up and down from. But I think it's very doable for you. As you walk along this trail, you will get a couple of little waterfalls, maybe 6 feet tall, that have little pools to sit in and cool down. The rocks at these falls are very interesting, more vertical walls than river rocks. The falls get larger as you go up. When you come to the end of the trail, there's a nice, large area to have a picnic and a 15-foot waterfall. It is easy to walk right into the pool and sit or stand underneath this beautiful waterfall. When you get here, you've really happily found a great spot. Then you look up, and you will notice a much larger waterfall. But how do you get up there? This is where you need to be adventurous, physically fit, and a bit of a risk taker. This is where we start climbing. Initially, we went on the right-hand side first when I took a group up and came down a steep rock wall. Kind of scary, but we did it and lived through it. Wouldn't really want to do it again, though. Then We met a local guy, Carlos, and he told us of a safer, easier way to go. Believe me, it's not easy for easy nor safe, but it was easier, and we were less on the edge of the sheer rock his way. I hope you brought your bathing suits or clothes. You don't mind getting a little wet, because that's about what you will do.
No, I just brought my Daisy Dukes and a T-shirt. That's all I have. But, you know, many, oh, for crying out loud, Margaret, or Luann, well, Margaret, as I was saying, many have told me this is what I should wear in the cabin when I'm working the trip.
Well, no comment. I would really be happy to be your guide for this off-the-trail adventure. You seem like you really want an adventure, I see, from all of you. I get off duty in a couple of hours and can take you to a very popular eating establishment in the area.
That sounds like a great itinerary for the rest of the day. And, Captain, it will be a pleasure to have you as our guide, and we'd love to have you join us for dinner later.
The crew and Captain Gonzalez, the park ranger, have chosen the Caribe Hilton's five-star restaurant, the Atlantico Pool Bar and Grill. Steve, Neil, Jim, Chuck, Margaret, Luann, Jan, and Millie are about to lift their glasses in toast to the new Eastern Airlines.
May I make this toast to the new Eastern Airlines and the old. It to the old to make the new. To the Eastern people and friends like those around this table tonight, we raise our glass for making this happen.
Here, here.
You're here.
Well, it's nice meeting you, and it seems we have met before, Jim. It seems like I've seen you somewhere.
I'll probably think of where before the end of this fabulous evening in this great hotel in Old San Juan.
I heard one of the oldest in the world. Hector, did you company fly any of the Airbus aircraft?
No, Chuck, but many of the world airlines use this very popular A320, I understand. It's Boeing, or the equivalent of Boeing's 737, I believe.
This is the aircraft that the new Eastern has chosen to begin service. It's the Airbus equivalent to the Boeing 737. We have 5 in the fleet now and another 20 on order. I'm traveling to cities we will be serving to set up the maintenance providers with our company requirements. Tomorrow I'll be going down to Aruba and then on to Bogota and Puerto. We have to have skilled technicians in all the cities we serve. Jim, I hear we'll be using the building Eastern once used as our Caribbean headquarters.
That's right, Steve. That's why I came down on your flight to set up the sales and marketing teams to work all the cities we'll be serving throughout the Caribbean. This will be our hub for all the Caribbean cities we once served, plus a few additional countries. You know, this is the most excitement I've had in a long time. It feels we're pioneering air travel again, but on a much higher level.
You know, you're right, Jim. It does give you that feeling with everything being new, airplanes, uniforms, people, and destinations. You know, Mr. Mucci, our founder, sure understood the devotion of the Eastern family and the traveling public that had traveled our route system for over 20 years. He knew they would return to us if we could just put the wings of man back into the air. And, you know, since our inaugural flight 3 months ago, you cannot believe the number of applications we've received. I'm sure it's true in the other departments as well. And I truly feel we'll climb right back to the top where we once were, and I am so glad to be a part of this building experience. And Bill Joseph said it best in our meeting a few weeks ago, Eastern is the airline of the Americas.
I caught that tag too, Margaret. I wrote it down in case Bill would forget. The company ought to pick it up on this.
Don't worry, Margaret. You either, Chuck. I'll bring it up on our next manager's meeting.
So you will be primarily serving South and Central America and the Caribbean. I still have many contacts in Mexico and throughout Central and South America. Can you recommend someone with management that I can talk with about representing that market? I'd love to work for Eastern Airlines.
Tim, you are right at the you are at the right table with the right people to do that. Jim Hart and I would be very happy to consider your resume, and perhaps we can get you a pass to Miami for future discussions.
Now, Jan, I discovered Tim, so you be easy on him, you hear? Tim, you aren't hitched or anything, are you?
First of all, no, I'm not, Luann. It was my good fate, though, to be on duty in the park today when the magic of the rainforest led me to this dinner tonight with my newfound friends from an airline that I didn't expect ever to fly again. Perhaps it was also the magic of the Cokie Frog.
This entire day has been magical. And you think, I'm once again flying for Eastern Airlines. What could be more magical than that? I raise my glass in another toast. May we meet again often and speak of this Eastern miracle. May the friendships made here in this wonderful old hotel last for our lifetimes.
Here.
Well, now can we order? You're making my mascara run. Besides that, I'm starving.
If you would like to call in with your remarks, please do so now. We can be reached by calling 213-816-1611 or toll-free at 877-572-1861. While we're waiting, why don't we give these announcements? Jan, you have an upcoming chapter meeting in Palm Beach, don't you?
Yes, we do. that will be coming up this coming Thursday at the Pegasus Restaurant, and it starts at 12 noon. If you have any question, Jim, do you have that number, please?
I have the, it's 301 North Dixie Highway in Lake Worth.
Thank you.
Before we go any further with our announcements, it looks like we have a caller from area code 415. Let me put you on the air. 415, who do we have here?
My name is Al.
Hello, Al. How are you? And did you get to our show?
Oh, I signed up a couple of months ago and kind of lost track. And I saw the topic, Coquites in Puerto Rico, and I decided to call in and join the show today.
Al, would you believe that I have a little Cokie sitting on my desk?
I believe you.
He hasn't hopped off in over 30 years. I guess he's been on the top of my desk. I saw that little guy in the souvenir shop at the airport, and I just had to buy me that little Cokie.
Where are you calling from, Al?
I'm calling from San Francisco.
Very good.
Yeah, I used to work with Eastern down in Woodbridge, New Jersey, Miami, Florida, Boston, Salt Lake City, Utah, and then I went on with System 1 in Amadeus.
Wow. Woodbridge, now, that was one of our central reservation centers, wasn't it?
Correct.
Did you know Bill Oliver?
That name rings a bell, but I didn't know him personally, no.
How about J.B. Queen?
No.
No?
Tim Cook?
No, that ring doesn't.
I remember the name Tim Cook.
Tim Cook.
Reservations manager?
Manager.
And Rex Bounds was also there, wasn't he?
That's correct.
My golly, small world. This is the Eastern world. What am I saying? It's a small world. We are a big world.
Exactly. I couldn't help but to listen to episode 71, and my heart was just about ready to drop out when Ed Wego, I do believe.
Yes.
Right, yes.
Who talked about in restarting Eastern Airlines out of Miami. And what a wonderful episode.
Would you want your job back, Al?
It all depends.
When I saw the topics,
Coquette, I call home every Sunday to talk to Mother, and I could hear the Coquettes in the background. She lives in Puerto Rico.
Oh, goodness. Al, do you have some other friends out there that might call in at some point?
Well, you know, I try to get the word out. I don't know if they're online. The area code would be, I believe, 787 now. So I don't know if you have an 787 area code calling in or not. But I try to get the word out.
Do you have a chapter out there of EARA, Al?
You know, there is a chapter, but I live in San Francisco, so I don't go to any of it. All the folks that were with Eastern Airlines in San Francisco are no longer here. I believe there's probably one person left, one or two. They moved on elsewhere.
Millie, I had you cut off. I hope you didn't try to speak out there, but I saw your microphone was cut off, but Millie's back with us now.
Okay. Certainly, I'm still here. Hi, Al.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling in. It's a pleasure to talk about El Coqui. I flew constantly to San Juan, and basically that did put me to sleep. I kind of miss it.
Yes. And you believe there's like 16 different types of coquettes, which a lot of people are not aware of.
Is that right?
That is correct. 13 of them being in the Caribbean.
Wow.
A lot of them are out in Hawaii, too, aren't they, Hawaiian?
They are in Hawaii. However, a good majority of the people of Hawaii do not like the coquettes because they're increasing the, what is that mammal, the mangroves?
Right.
Mangroves, there's a huge increase of that, and so they're not, and the sound, they're not accustomed to the sound.
Well, you know, they're not a danger to people, and they're nice little fellows. You know, they sit up in the top of the trees and on leaves. They're only about an inch long, and how in the world could people not like those little guys and gals, I should say.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's true. And what we don't know is the coquettes, they eat the insects that are eating the plants and the fruits.
Right.
And so coquettes are very helpful.
Yeah.
There's just so many of them, though. And if you get one under your window, you're in trouble.
Al, you could have your mom call in some night. We'd be happy to speak with her as well.
And hear them in the background. Sometimes I can't even hear her because they're going off.
Well, you know, Al, the episode that you listened to with Ed Wego a few episodes back, that was one of our highest rated listening audience that we have had. It was near 2,000. And last week we reached with our episode 74, we had 1,003. So a lot of folks are tuning us in on the internet. Of course, we can't get everyone because a lot of us older folks, we have a little problem getting on the internet and finding out how to tune this thing in. It's not like turning the switch on and then turning that little dial and see the red line move across and selecting the radio station that you want to hear, or either pushing the button in the car and coming to rest there. But we think that people will listen to us more now. We've got an affiliate show that we run on Sunday evening, so you might want to check in on that. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But it's sure a pleasure having you with us.
Well,
Al, what's your last name?
Last name is Morales.
Morales, okay.
Morales. And just to get a word in, most Eastern Airlines employees that I keep in contact with are still working. So Mondays at this time, they're very difficult for them. So now that the Sunday show is coming about, maybe you'll get some people on Sunday.
Yeah. We do that primarily for all airlines, not just Eastern
exactly.
Airlines. So, but we do. If you visited our home page on the website, you'll see that we have the two radio icons there that you can click and listen to all of the episodes on the airline radio show. And we're up to, I think Jim and I have been doing it now. I think that was our sixth episode, wasn't it, Jim?
Yes, yes, Neil. Yes.
And they've
been
interesting.
You. Well, thank you for having me on the show, and I can't wait to see Eastern go back to San Juan. I would love to go back to El Yunque. The El Yunque is one of my favorite places to visit.
Oh, yeah.
Call in again, Al.
Yeah, call in again.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. Jan, you have an announcement to make about the lunch bunch, or have you already made it?
I have the lunch bunch over in Lake City that is inviting people to join them for lunch and interesting conversation. That will be on August 4th. The location is the Guangdong Buffet. It's located in the Lake City Mall, and they start at 12 noon at the time that they meet. If one needs to contact Fran Dowling, her number is 386-719-3907. Again, 386-719-3907, should you need more information. You may also want to note that they have their get-together on the first Saturday of each month. Bill, what do you have?
Jan, the Atlanta group is having their meeting as usual on the first Monday, which will be August the 6th of each month, at the Piccadilly Cafeteria on Godby Road, College Park, Georgia. It's just south of the Atlanta airport. For information, call Ed Bamba at 770-461-4930 for any details you may need.
Well, this is Lou Ann, and on August 7th, that's the next meeting for the Charlotte chapter at the Park Place Restaurant, 10517 Park Road. Miriam Martin is your contact, and she can be reached at 407-553-2615. Let me repeat that for you, 407-553-2615.
And this is Millie in Mexico City. Enjoys a breakfast meeting on the first Saturday of each month. That's August 4th for the next meeting at the Deli Club in Mexico City. Call Raul Albert at 011-529-1374. Again, it's 011-525-539-1374 for further details. Steve?
North Central Florida, which also includes Ocala, is having their next meeting August 7th at the Logan Roadhouse at 2621 Southwest 19th Avenue Road in Ocala. And Carol von Gobin at 352-687-0482 is your contact person for this meeting, Margaret.
Well, before Margaret comes on, I'd like to tell Millie we've really enjoyed having you with us this evening, and we hope you'll be with us. And I can also trill my R's like Puerto Rico.
Yay! Puerto Rico. Oh, everybody
arriba,
can do that.
Arriba, arriba.
Arriba, arriba. There you go.
Arriba.
You all are professional. You know that.
Okay.
So, it's been my pleasure. I hope you consider me in the future.
Oh, absolutely. You're our Spanish qualified flight attendant for the rest of our shows. Hey, Nellie, now you're living in where? Coral Gables?
Yes, sir.
And you're right now on furlough.
That is correct. I am furloughed, so I'm looking for a job. If Eastern Airlines is starting up, I would be more than interested to get to a position there.
Well, we're going to put in a good word for you. We know the right people, too, by the way. And if Mr. Ed Weigel might be listening, Mr. Weigel, I think this would be a fantastic employee. Well, any former Eastern Airlines person would be a fantastic employee for the new Eastern Airlines. So please keep Millie in mind. And when the new Eastern Airlines does start up, let's see if we can encourage them, Ed Weigel and whoever does the hiring in his management group, to really consider the former Eastern employees, because they are so dedicated. And they have kept this airline alive even after it landed its last flight. So that's my thoughts. And any thoughts from you guys? I'd like to hear about trying to help Millie and Jan and myself get a job.
I just wish that I could run myself through the Xerox machine. become two or three of me.
What would you do?
I don't think I could stand two or three of you.
I would want to be in two or three different places at the same time.
One's enough.
Hey, Bill and Jim, I promised Jim on our show last night that I would let him do an infomercial on tonight's show at a beautiful bed and breakfast place that he knows of. So, Jim, take it away.
Well, for the last 13 years, I've been running a bed and breakfast at my home here on Martha's Vineyard. I can serve 12 people, and it's fun because at the breakfast table, I serve the meals myself. I make them and serve them. I do the washing, the clothes, the bed clothes. I do the cleaning of the house, and you name it, I do it. But it's just that we love people up here. We love to have our guests come back, and I have Dr. Woody Woodward from San Diego, who is due here on his 7th consecutive visit. This is going to be his 60th birthday, and he asked his wife, Kathy asked him, Woody, where would you like to go for your 60th birthday? She says, I've got Hawaii in mind or Martha's Vineyard. He said, no question, Martha's Vineyard. So I have a request from Kathy to put a 5-pound lobster in front of him on his 60th birthday, and I know he's just going to love every minute of it. I have 5 motorcycle fellows. They're all policemen from South Boston. They've been with me for 13 years because in August, this year it's August 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, they have something called the Run to the Rock. This is where over 10,000 motorcycle people come to the island to get together to share stories and so on. And there's a very wealthy man in West Tisbury, that's in the western part of Vineyard Haven. He has a lot, I think it's 100 or 200 acres, and he invites them out there to a huge cookout. I think he charges $5 a head for all of the hamburgers and hot dogs and other accoutrements that you can eat, and they all have such a wonderful time. And in my case, because I have a large garage here, all of these fellas can put their very expensive motorcycles in my garage, and I still have my 2012 Honda Accord sitting to the side. so that they feel good because they're out of the weather. And I have a big deck on the garage, and I have a loft up there, air conditioned, carpeted, and you name it, everything is up there: TV, microwave, toaster oven, a dining room table, everything is. I call it the executive suite.
Hey, then. Hey, Jim.
I reserve it for family.
Go ahead. I've got one request.
Yeah.
Next year, I want you to accommodate all of the cast of this radio show. Wouldn't
no
that
problem.
Be nice, guys? I would love to do that.
No problem. I think that would be wonderful.
And Jim, this
Let's
is Luann.
Yes, Luann.
I just wanted to ask you one question. I
yeah.
mean, you mentioned this very rich man. is he by chance single?
I think he is, Luann, and I'll set up a date for you.
Would you please? I mean, it's not his money I'm after. You know, I'm just a friendship, but that money would sound really good. So,
is that something you call plutonic?
It is, or something like that. You know, and I mean, I could charter our Kentucky plane. I mean, I'd be there in a heartbeat, Jim.
Well, let me tell you now, the airline serving the area, and of course, Air Force One comes here, as you know, a number of the presidents have vacationed here. And presently we have Delta, U.S. Airways, I think Continental, and another one, which is a local airline serving Nantucket and Boston and Providence. A lot of people will fly into Providence and come on over here on the little puddle jumper. But we have plenty of service on the ferries that leave Woods Hole. It's almost hourly, and it's 7 days a week. And the only thing is, if you want to come in the summertime, that is anytime July, August, you should try to make your reservations around the first of the year, because you can imagine the ferries are pretty well booked. And they have a good reservation system, though. They have a standby system that they incorporated just a couple of years ago. And our beaches are just so beautiful. And
now,
the restaurants here, my favorite restaurant is called the Ocean View. And it is a restaurant where you can get a full lobster dinner on Wednesday evenings for $19.95. And I'm telling you, it is just beautiful. And on Saturdays, they have prime rib for $19.95. It's run by the Jackson family, Peggy and Ron Jackson. I've known them for about 25 years now. Just a wonderful family operation year-round. And I'll tell you, the way you can tell if a restaurant is a good restaurant is if you get a lot of the locals going there all the time. And they're open 365 days a year, and
wow.
They are jammed, really.
Well, Jim, how much in advance do we need to make our reservations for next year?
Well, I would start in January or February, and let me know, and I'll have everything all set for you folks.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Margaret, what do you got?
Well, don't forget EAR chapters. If you're having a special event or a picnic that you'd like for us to announce over the air, just go to our website, www.ealradioshow.com, and use the Contact Us page. We'd even enjoy having you on the show to tell your listeners more about the event. And a special note to all our EARA chapters, REPA, Silver Liners, Silver Falcons, please send us the digital pics of your meetings, and we'll post them in your own personalized album. The radio show, we would love to be an extension of your chapter's activities.
Well, I've already talked a little bit about our airline radio talk show. It's on every Sunday afternoon at 6:30 p.m. We'd like for you to tune in. Call in. We don't have much time. We choose an airline every week, and right now we're running those stories about those airlines that are no longer flying the skies. We've done National Airlines, Pan American, TWA, Braniff, and we just did Western Airlines. So, as a matter of fact, we got an interesting call from a person from our email from a person that listened to that show, and one of the crashes of Western Airlines The person that emailed said that her brother was on that flight. So we try to do a different airline each episode. So listen to those episodes on our website. I think you'll find them very informational. And we'd like to have you call in if you can. We only have a half-hour show, and we are planning in the very near future to increase it up to an hour.
Let me give that telephone number, Neil. Is that all right?
Go ahead, Jim.
Telephone number is 347-996-5541. Let me repeat it, 347-996-5541. We look forward to hearing from you.
And keep in mind, host, we need some volunteers to do that show as well. So if you're so interested in working with us on that show, we'd be happy to include you in our programming. As I mentioned, we are only half hour now, but we will be very soon an hour to an hour and a half format. And but we are very close to the end of our show, and this has been a fun show for me. I don't know about you guys.
Certainly.
It has.
It has.
Great show. Great show.
Great show.
Very informative. And next week, don't know what we'll be doing, but we'll be talking about Eastern Airlines, of course. And that's our main subject for this show, Eastern Airlines Radio Show. And we'd like to have more callers and talk like Al did today. This was a great call from San Francisco. And so the word is getting out, and we're, again, listened to in over 50 countries around the world. Jim, that's about it. I think I hear our sign-off music, so will you check us out?
Yes, I will, Neil. Well, that's our show for tonight, folks. We'll be back with you next week, same time, same station. Tune in to www.ealradioshow.com. And like one of our popular commercials for Eastern, we have to earn our wings every day. Maybe in the not-too-distant future, we will use a commercial with that suggestion we heard tonight. We're back home, and we hope we are doing so here at the EAL Radio Show. Next week, we hope you'll once again fly Eastern Radio as we bring you more Eastern news, history, and talk with former Eastern employees and friends of Eastern. Please be sure to tune in and call in at 7 p.m. when flight number 75 departs the gate. Be on board, and from all the gang here at our studio and remote locations, we all say good night, Eastern family.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Luann. We know where you are.
Good night.